is Aunt Dee, and it's good to be back with you again. What is it you're always going to remember?
Jesus loves me!
Good job! After the story today, you will draw a picture and add it to your storybook. On a blank sheet of paper, write the law. At the bottom of the page, write number 12. Write your memory verse and today's date. Evan, what's our memory verse?
Psalm 119:7-7, thy law is my delight.
Good job! The Lord called Abraham from his homeland to the land of Canaan and promised him that he would give all the land of Canaan to him and his descendants. Abraham's son was also promised the land of Canaan. Isaac's son Jacob was promised the land of Canaan too. So after being delivered from Egypt, Jacob's 12 sons and their families headed for Canaan. Just one promise to Abraham, and we now see a multitude of people crossing the Red Sea, bound for the Promised Land.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie.
Who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land.
God chose the Jewish people and taught us many stories of their relationship with each other and God. God wanted them to be an example to all the people of the world. There are many stories of them complaining and all kinds of discomforts and adjustments as they journeyed to Canaan. And now that they had become a nation of people with many complaints and disputes, God knew this nation needed him to lay down the law. And now it's story time! Children of Israel camped in different places as they journeyed toward Canaan. 3 months after they left Egypt, the children of Israel camped at the foot of Mount Sinai. Moses climbed the mountain, and the Lord spoke to him.
Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel.
Moses told the people what the Lord said.
The Lord said, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto...
And then the people said,
all that the Lord said, we will do.
Moses led the people to the foot of Mount Sinai. The whole mountain began to smoke and shake, and there was thunder rolling, lightning flashing, and a voice like a trumpet that got louder and louder. The Lord said,
I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of your Egyptian bondage. You must not worship any other gods beside me. You must not make an image of me or any other god, and bow down to the image and worship it. You must not use my name carelessly or in a way to show disrespect toward me. You must set aside the Sabbath day as a day of rest and worship. You must obey your father and your mother. You must not take someone's life unlawfully. You must not have more than one wife or one husband as long as you both shall live. You must not take what doesn't belong to you. You must not tell a lie on your neighbor. You must not value what your neighbor has more than you value your neighbor.
When the people heard this, they trembled and said,
let God talk to you, and you tell us what God says. But do not let God speak to us, or we will die.
Fear not. God has come to prove you that his fear be before your faces, that you do not sin.
The people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, and the people gathered themselves unto Aaron.
Get up! Make us gods that will go before us. As for this Moses, the man that brought us out of Egypt, we don't know what's become of him.
Break off your golden earrings and bring them to me. Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord.
When the people saw the calf, they said,
these be our gods, which brought us out of the land of Egypt.
Meanwhile, on the mountain, the Lord had written the Ten Commandments on stone and had given it to Moses.
Go down from here. The people have turned aside from the way I have commanded them. Now let me alone that I may consume them, and I will make of you a great nation.
Lord, the Egyptians will say that you brought them out to kill them in the mountains. Turn from your fierce wrath and repent of this evil against your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You told them you would multiply them as the stars of heaven, and you would give them Canaan.
The Lord changed his mind. So Moses and Joshua went down from the mountain with the Ten Commandments written by God. As they neared the people, Joshua said,
"There's a sound of war in the camp."
"It is not the voice of war, but of singing."
As they neared the camp, they heard singing and dancing, and Moses became angry, threw down the tablets and broke them, and took the calf Aaron had made and burned it with fire, and ground it to powder, and strew it in the water.
"All of you drink this water. You have sinned a great sin."
The Israelites said they would keep God's law, but their promise was not enough to keep the law. Because Moses had broken the Ten Commandments of stone, the Lord commanded Moses to come back to the mountain, and the Lord gave him the Ten Commandments again. Moses stayed in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, just like he did the first time. Because people forget and babies are born who have never heard the law, Moses repeated the Ten Commandments in Deuteronomy. Because Moses repeated the Ten Commandments in the book of Deuteronomy, let's sing the commandments song again. Every generation needs to be reminded of God's commandments.
This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment.
The Ten Commandments were one of the ways God was preparing the children of Israel for life in Canaan. The children of Israel had been servants in Egypt, but they had just been delivered, set free from the bondage of Egypt. Without some guidelines for life, they would have made some very unwise choices for the next generations and probably would have destroyed themselves.
My mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy
The Lord did not set them free to do as they pleased. He set them free to serve Him and worship Him. He made that clear to them while they were still in Egypt. The Lord wanted to bless them, love them, provide for them, set them as an example for the whole world. He even chose them as the people for His Son, Jesus Christ. Remember the Christmas story of baby Jesus being born? This is the people Jesus was identified with. And later, when Jesus was going to be crucified on the old rugged cross, this is the people who said, "Crucify Him, crucify Him, crucify Him, crucify Him." Jesus died on the cross and was buried, and on the third day rose again. When Jesus arose, He went back to the people, and many times He showed Himself alive. Told them to go into the whole world and tell His story. Jesus said the law was like a school teacher to bring us to Him, and when we come to Him, we will then live by faith. We will keep His law, because when we have faith to believe in Him, He will write His law on our hearts. We will want to please Him.
Rewind. What?
It's impossible.
What?
It's impossible.
Oh!
Please, God,
he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he rewards those who seek him.
Lord Jesus, your law is our delight, and we don't want to just know about you. We want to know you. You said, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and that's not our nature. Speak to us through your word, and may we submit to every prompting. In Jesus' name, amen. What is it that you are always going to remember?
Jesus loves me!
Good job! This is Aunt Dee saying goodbye until next time.
Bye, Aunt Dee.
Bye, Aunt Dee.
Bye, boys and girls. Aunt Dee's Storytime presentations are non-profit. Groups featured on the program are Cedar Mott Kids, St. John Children's Choir, Agape Music, Mary Rice Hopkins, and Jamie Souls.